The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. And hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Mala, which is Mala Ahmed. Inshallah you're well and inshallah you enjoy this week's show. Daily with Namana is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics ranging from Islam point of view to COVID-19 to Sharia news and all that, general health basically, general affairs. And sometimes I have discussions, interviews with different people as well. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. It comes out every Sunday. And yeah. So this week will be the last segment of the Warriors 99 Day World's One series. It has to come to an end. Unfortunately, like, I love this series so much. So it's hard to end it though, but yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. And then I might do some like facts about hijabi, which will link to next week's theme, which next week is all about World Hijab Day, so I might be talking about that next week as well. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it as always. So it's time for the Warriors in the 99 Day World's One series. So this is be the last segment of this beautiful series, which all things must, all great good things shall to an end. So the last name of Alessandra's series that we're looking at is Asabur, which is the patient, the attentional, the enduring one, and the forbearing one. Asabur. Allah Asabur, we know that you are the patient, the one who doesn't quickly punish the sinner. Ya Asabur, make us seek your help through patience and prayer. Indeed, you are patient, we know nothing, but you have taught us. Ameen. Ya Sabur, give us the strength and quality of beautiful patience when enduring trials and hardships. Ameen. Ya Sabur, rescue us from all the difficulties of our lives. Ameen. Ya Sabur, make us contemplate ourselves and the creation around us, and assist us in accepting your decrees in at all times. Ameen. Ya Sabur, please give me the greatest level of patience and steadfastness in faith when I endure hardships and trials in this life, so that I can obtain the cessation of those that are Asabren. Ameen. Ya Sabur, make me patient and contained with your decrees, as you are the most knowledgeable and the best of planets of all times. Ameen. So Ameen. So Jazakallah for tuning in, like listening to this beautiful series. We come to the end of it. So before I wrap up this series, I'm going to read you this dua. I know I read it at the beginning of it, but it's a nice recap of it. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa adrim. I ask that you share your mercy on the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, the angels, peace be upon them, and all the prophets, peace be upon them, and their righteous family and compassion. Ya Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ya Rabb Al-Ameen, I call you upon you. And I ask you for by every name that you have named yourself with, revealed in your books, taught any one of your creations or kept unto upon you in the knowledge of the unseen that is with you. Please accept and fulfill our du'as. Ameen. So Ameen. So that was like a like a closing dua, to wrap up, to sum up this beautiful mini series, you could say. I have got another series which is linked to this, that was linked to this one, and it gives a more detailed style. So watch this space as always. So now I'm gonna play you guys and a sheet called the 99 Names of Alessandra's 99 Names of Alessandra. This version is signed by the Nasheed artist for this Nasheed is Omar Issa. And I'm sure you guys enjoy it. And then after the break, I'll be doing a few facts. I'll say a few facts about the hijab, which is actually going to be linked to my next week's podcast as well. And yeah, you guys, I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'll see hear more from me after the shade break, inshallah.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, As-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, الخالق الباري المصور الغفار القهار الوحّاح الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض البصير الخافت سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله الرافع المعيز المدهير السميع الحكم الأدل اللطيف الحبيب الحليم اللذين الغفور الشكور الليل سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله الخبير الحفيظ المكيف الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسي المبدي المعيد المحيي المميت الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله المقتدي المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الولي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف ملك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني الماني الطارق النافي النور الحادي البديع الباقي الوارد الرشيد
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Day with Namana with your host Namana Arman. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed that Nasheed break, which is 99 names of Alice Mandala by Iman Issa. It's on YouTube and leave all platforms where you can listen to Nasheed and all that. So now I'm going to give you like a few facts about the hijab, which is headscarf in Arabic, I believe. Yeah. So yeah, bismillah. The hijab is not just a scarf. Contrary to the popular belief, the hijab is not just a physical scarf that many Muslim women choose to wear over their hair. The hijab is in its entirety is the belief as a Muslim, one must try to diligently live every day in respect of God, and also show devotion to the religion as a whole. Also, this is one of the ways of expressing it, expressing one love to Islam, and being the way of like one act thing. Treat others besides wearing the physical hijab. There's also many form of hijab as well. It ranges from person to person. Some choose to cover their face as well. Some choose to just modesty while showing their hair. Some might just choose to just wear the hijab and wear the hijab and dress musty, but then when they're home, they put PJs and all that. But yeah, there's many different ways. The hijab is also appeal to men. Even though it's not known as outside the Muslim community, men also need to strive to wear the hijab physically and mentally. The men need to try and cover the lower body and not the hairs or the upper body. So who can Muslim take off the hijab for? The hijab Once worn as a scarf, cover one hair, cover the body, can only be taken off in front of family members or women. A Muslim woman wearing a hijab will therefore usually refrain from showing her hair to any man not related to her or by blood. It's also a choice for the majority of the Muslims. Like, you're not forced to wear it, it's encouraging to, try and wear it from a young age if you can, so you can, even just for a little bit, and then when you're older, then you can wear it full time and all that. There isn't really a specific reason why the Muslim women or anyone who wears the hijab basically wears it, the headscarf, the hijab. It could be from personal reasons to religious purposes, from interpreting the Quran to fashion. The reason behind it, each single person's choice to wear a hijab is different, but that's the beauty of it. It's not a universal object that confirms everyone. In fact, it can express everyone's personality, unique strength and belief system. So in terms of the Quran, although there are many interpretations to what the Quran actually says about the hijab, these are commonly understood from these verses. Say to the believing men that they restrain their eyes and guard their private part that is purer to them. That's from, I think it's ayah number 24. It's basically Quran 24:31. In case anyone wants to know where it is. Oh, you prophet, tell your wives, your daughters, and the women of the believers to lengthen their garment. This is better, so they will be recognized and not harmed. God is the forgiver and the merciful. Quran 33:59. So this is a few verses in English from the Quran. But yeah, for some people, it's they feel embraced, empowered with the love for the religion and the modesty, and help them feel stronger. I know a few people feel sometimes judged, feel modesty, but honestly, just try not to say anything to the haters out there. Just be you. You're amazing just the way you are. And also understand the hijab is understanding another form of themselves. They have the freedom to choose to self-express, feel themselves, and be who they are. Be who they are, basically. So, JazakAllah here for listening to this week's episode of Daily of Namana, which is Namana Arbin. Inshallah, you guys are well, and you guys enjoy that few facts/slash mini talk on hijab. Next week, I'll be mainly focusing on the hijab. So, I might do my experience and a bit about it, why I started wearing it and all of that, and how I feel, etc. I'll try and that's what inshallah, that's what I'm planning to do, because it's World Hijab Day, I think, on the 1st of Feb, which is Tuesday, so that we'll be talking about next week's episode. So until then, keep being safe. Just be you guys, stay strong, stay awesome. Wrap up warm because it's really cold at the moment. And also, sorry about my voice. I've got a bit of a sore throaty style. I've been having a really bad headache the last few days, but alhamdulillah, it's gone now. Like you probably noticed earlier in the episode, I was a bit, well, it was early in the morning, that's why. But I'm okay now, so keeping you guys, and you can hear more from me next week, inshallah. Allah is, and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake. And even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. I try to start all over again. My shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is your brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
to stay away. Everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.